This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Looking at U.S.-Canada relations, Vicky Barker is joining us live this morning. Canada's Prime Minister, Mark Carney, in office just for a couple of days, meeting with European leaders and saying he wants some changes before he talks with President Trump. Vicky, what is the latest?
Well, yes, it's quite significant. Sometimes it's the text and sometimes it's all about the context. And in this case, it's a little of both, because Mark Carney's first foreign travel as Canada's prime minister was not to the United States, as is traditional, but instead he hightailed it over to Britain and to France. Here in Britain, he met with Prime Minister Keir Starmer and had an audience at Buckingham Palace with King Charles, who gave him a very, very warm welcome indeed. The meeting in France as well with President Macron. Carney rather pointedly referring to the fact that it was important to strengthen ties with, quote, reliable allies, unquote, in Europe. And no, as you suggested, Susan, he is not in a hurry to meet with President Trump unless or until Mr. Trump moderates some of the opinions that he's expressed.
You know, when might that happen? Because we're talking about, you know, somebody who's only a few days in office, but also is expected to call for an election at some point very soon.
Yes, he's expected to call for an election as early as Friday. So he is, I suppose you could say, a bit of a lame duck. And I suppose President Trump could just wait that out. At the moment, Canada as a country is not talking about any kind of retaliation against U.S. tariffs, but individual states certainly have. If that were to change, it's possible that that might change Trump's opinion about things. Well, this is one of those, I hate to use the hackneyed phrase, but this is one of those wait-and-see situations.
Oh, Vicky, thank you for joining us this morning. Vicky Barker joining us from the Foreign Desk this morning.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.